weeks ago, we introduced you to our fumbling and fearless correspondent. Well, fearless and fumbling, Jeffrey Roden is up to it again, continuing his quest to push his physical limits. Now, his last efforts at tackling mountain biking failed miserably. This time, he tries his hand at a bit of old-fashioned derring do.
Get the motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure.
Fencing probably isn't the first thing that comes to mind when you're thinking about trying a new sport. It may seem like a throwback to another era, yet there are fencing clubs scattered throughout British Columbia. I've made plans to go to a local fencing class with my friend Britt. She's challenged me to a duel. Her mounting excitement is a bit unnerving.
Okay, once I want to get you, I'm going to quarter you. I'm going to put you on the stake, and I'm going to slice you into small pieces with my fantastic sword skills here.
Fortunately, what Britt doesn't know is that fencing is one of the safest sports, second only to lawn bowling. The blades bend on contact, and the tips are blunt. But the imagination does tend to run wild. After a steady childhood diet of Errol Flynn movies, haven't we all fantasized at one time or another about being a swashbuckler? En garde! It's a fight to the finish, a duel to the death. For your country, for the fair maiden, for the jewels! All those death-defying swashbucklers and pirates, Zorro, Robin Hood, Cyrano de Bergerac, Three Musketeers, all for one and one for all. Britt and I are swept away by the sheer gallantry and dazzle of it all.
You know any prayers, my friend?
I'll say one for you.
Ever since I was young, there was like one thing that I was really, really crazy about, and that was like the swashbucklers of the pirates of the South Seas, that I just thought it was so fabulous on the swords.
Of course, as kids we wore beach towels for capes and thrust broken umbrellas at each other. Now we're heading to LaSalle Fencing Club in East Vancouver for the real thing. Instructor Morgan Burke starts the class with some warm-up exercises. Running on the spot, leg extensions, lunging drills. As Britt and I prepare for our big duel, it gives us our first taste of the discipline of fencing.
Some people call it playing chess while doing a 100-meter sprint, to give you an idea of the physical and mental demands.
At the other end of the gym, the advanced students are getting ready to bout. They're wired up to an electronic scoring gizmo that beeps each time they successfully hit their opponent on the torso. Judging by the beeping, they're pretty good fencers. But it's their cool fencing uniforms that really catch my eye. The white jackets and knickers, and those mysterious masks. Us novices are far less imposing in our sweatpants as we try to execute some basic fencing moves.
If we get into this position, you're in big trouble. You are now at my mercy. I can do whatever I want, and you can resist all you like, and you can't get away from it, right?
There's a saying that it takes two lifetimes to master fencing, and it's you never get to the point where you've completely mastered everything.
Two lifetimes? I don't think so. After 30 minutes of instruction, Britt and I are ready for battle.
Jeff, consider yourself slapped, slap, slap, slap with the gauntlet. Let's duel, baby! Okay, Jeff!
We amaze ourselves with our finesse, our dexterity, our swordsmanship. Unfortunately, no one else is impressed.
I was going to say, you're fencing like my six-year-old.
Certainly in my kids' classes, all my kids want to be swashbucklers. The whole reason they want to get involved in fencing is because they've seen cool movies with people banging swords around. The reality is surprisingly different.
It would appear that Britt and I aren't quite ready or mature enough for the realities of fencing. So, for now, we'll stick to our towel capes, our broken umbrellas, and our Errol Flynn fantasies. In Vancouver, I'm Jeffrey Roten, your fearless and fumbling correspondent.